This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Today, Biden doubles down on your rising gas prices being Putin's fault, and an executive order is coming to develop a fully digital dollar. We've got all that and more coming up, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez. Is it hump day?
Yeah.
Happy hump day. Happy hump day. We're halfway through the week. You're almost there. And don't worry, your gas prices have just continued to rise substantially every day this week. So I don't know. It may be $7 by Friday. Who knows? But I've got just the right guys to talk about it. We've got Chad Prather, joined again by Chad Prather, host of The Chad Prather Show.
I feel just
America's
right.
Favorite cowboy.
Yeah.
And author of the book Am I Crazy, which everyone needs to go get. Spoiler alert, the answer is yes.
Yes.
But the good kind, though.
The good kind. Yaku Bullions, by the way, Blaze TV contributor, host of The Bottom Line. Thank you guys for being here. So, again, I feel like I'm saying this every day, but like, we talk about this a lot now. We're having to talk about rising gas prices. We're having to talk about what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. And I don't want to bore the audience, but I do think it is important to hear what our leaders are saying about these types of things and matching them up with, you know, chronologically, what came first, the Russia-Ukraine crisis or rising gas prices? I think if you were born earlier than, like, 3 weeks ago, you would probably realize that one certainly came before the other, and the Biden administration is not quite being truthful about that. But listen to Joe Biden double down on this. We heard it from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki yesterday. Here is Joe Biden saying, you know what? I can't do much now about gas prices. It's all Russia. You got to blame Putin, not me. I can't do anything about it. Watch.
It's going to go up. Can't do much right now. Russia is responsible.
Russia is responsible. Oh, okay. Well, what about Joe Biden's policies? What about the fact that he basically reversed all of the Trump-era policies that led to being so energy independent? What about him canceling the Keystone Pipeline? What about all of the actual policies that he has put into place to hurt the oil and gas industry here in this country? He says his policies are not actually hurting oil production. Watch.
It's simply not true that my administration or policies are holding back domestic energy production. That's simply not true. Even amid the pandemic, companies in the United States pumped more oil during my first year in office than they did during my predecessor's first year.
Oh my God.
We're approaching a record levels of oil and gas production in the United States, and we're on track to set a record of oil production next year. In the United States, 90% of onshore oil production takes place on land that isn't owned by the federal government. And of the remaining 10%, that occurs on federal land, the oil and gas industry has millions of acres leased. They have 9,000 permits to drill now. They could be drilling right now, yesterday, last week, last year. They have 9,000 to drill onshore that are already approved.
Okay, they're already approved, but that doesn't mean that the land that they are exploring will always, you know, will always turn up with the amount of oil that they want, is, I believe, the way that it works. But I would also like to point out Biden talking about his first year compared to Trump's first year. Well, why would you compare Trump's first year to your first year? Trump was coming off of all of the Obama-era regulations that he was trying to change for the benefit of America. So I'm not sure that that's quite an apples-to-apples comparison. Why would you not compare how Trump changed it before he left to you? Oh, that's right, because then he would be found out that he's a liar. Just a liar.
Dismal, absolutely dismal. And look, you can't lie to me. Again, I'll say $1.86 to $4.19.
That's just $1.86 to $4.19. This boy drives a man truck because he's a man.
Yes, I am.
He's a man. I'm a man.
I
drives
am.
A man truck, and that man truck is taking a lot of gas at the moment. And you feel it at the pump under Trump, $1.86. Here's the deal, though. They're so crafty. Yes, the permits are issued. Talk to real oil men. No oil and gas company right now is going to extract oil because you got to sell the dang stuff.
Right.
So who are you selling it to? They're not drilling. They're not going to sink money into a hole and just drill and pump oil. He's buying from Russia. Sure, now he's going to freeze from Russia. He's going to go into our emergency, you know, in our reserves. Mm-hmm. And probably I got a call today from a fund manager in New York City that said, hey, Yaki, you know I trade commodities. Yes, Mahim. His name's Mahim Chalapa. And Mahim, he goes, just so you know, we're talking to the Middle East. Yeah. It's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
It's going to come from the Middle East.
Well, you're right about the truck. Gas prices right now are higher than some people's credit score. that's a fact. So in 2020, pre-pandemic, West Texas, they were running about 900 rigs that were drilling. Now they're down to about 500. So that tells you what he just said was baloney. Mm-hmm. I know the public school system wants to dumb us all down, but we're not that dumb yet. Okay, so you can't keep pulling the wool over. I would love to be able to scream Midland over Moscow, but here's the thing. The oil companies are deeply in debt. They're pumping, but they're steadily, they're increasing just their cash flow because they're having to pay back the debt that they incurred back in 2020 during the pandemic. So you take the pandemic that was shoved down everybody's throat, shut everything down. Now you have worker shortages, you have steel shortages, supply chain shortages. You want to build a pipeline. You can't build a pipeline without pipe. So you can't get the pipe. So you can't, this would be about, and I think I said this on Monday's episode, it would take about 9 months for us to start producing oil again. You don't just go and turn the spigot on. Glenn Beck's wrong. And I keep telling
you. I didn't say it, Glenn.
I may not work here anymore. Don't fire me.
I may not work here anymore.
I don't know. But you can't just go turn the pump on. It's going to take about 9 months of a process. And right now, even if we were to do that, and let's say you had the pipeline running, and right now, you know, that would bring about 830,000 barrels from North Dakota and Canada down to the Gulf of Mexico. It would increase or it would decrease just gas prices by just a few cents. Mm. All right. So we have ourselves in a major perfect storm here. It's not just about we're not pumping American oil. We've got, and now you talk about the international dependence. I call it dependence to our demise, and to the fact that we're going to push OPEC, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Russia, and Iran.
We're in trouble.
We're in
serious trouble.
People really don't understand how big of a storm this is.
So what you're saying is, let's say that Joe Biden tomorrow did all of the right things that he should be doing, we still need to brace ourselves because it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I mean, best case scenario is 6 months before we're actually producing oil. Look, those oil rigs, they decline, right? So some decline faster than others. You don't just go out there and just, boom, they'll turn them back on.
And look,
I have no clue really when it comes to oil and gas industry, but I got a lot of friends that are in it, and they teach me just enough stuff to make me dangerous. I just know that we're up against it here. We need to start back in production immediately in order to get ahead of this thing, because it is going to take time.
Because every day delay now is a day further down the road, but you got to fill that gap. Yeah. And Chad is right. It's supply chain. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Even just the drill bits.
Yeah.
The gear. But these things, it's steel on steel. It's highly corrosive too. But you have to start today. But how do we fill the gap? And what I'm telling you, we're going to fill that gap. We're going to go to the Middle East.
Yeah.
Right.
And you go to the Middle East and you take Saudi Aramco and those boys and you kick them back into the world conversation. And all of a sudden, watch out. You're going to stir up another war.
That's right.
You know, not even if we're involved, just in the Middle East, because that's what they fight over. It's dirt. There's nothing else. It's oil and gas. And so all of a sudden, Israel gets under attack. Now you got Syria back in the Middle East. You got every, you know, Saudi family back up. This is what they've done, because in 14 months, the damage that was done, you don't just flip a coin and you fix it. Mm-hmm. And I said this the other day, if the GOP takes the 2024 election and we get the White House back, it's probably going to take us a term, a full four-year term, just for where we are now to get back to some sort of equilibrium for what they've done in 14 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And that when that's just 14 months, 14 that's not
that's
the rest
my point.
Of this term.
Two
yeah.
more years yeah. to go, right?
Ugh.
I do encourage people to go back. If you didn't watch my show or listen to my show last night, Tuesday night, do it, because I spend the first 15 minutes unpacking this whole thing, and to the point where Glenn was like, I would like to read your notes on this. And so I just remind people that I made this example. If I'm standing on this table, it's easier for you to pull me down than for me to pull you up. That's a life principle.
Yes.
But that's true in business as well. It's true in economies. It's easier, it's quicker and easier to unpack the truck than it is to pack it up, right? Mm-hmm. So building something up, it takes a lot longer than tearing it down.
Sure.
So what he's doing in tearing this down at a record pace, I mean, it's a train wreck and we're the train.
Right.
And President Pipads is pulling everything down that he can, because we're watching the systematic destruction of America by the globalists on a global scale. They're actually profiting from the destruction of America.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you know, those of you at home may be thinking to yourself that you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. You're already paycheck to paycheck and you've got to pay more at the gas pump. You've got to pay more at the grocery store. And you're trying to figure all of this out. Well, CNN reporter, business and politics correspondent Vanessa Yurkovic said that, you know what? She's going to speak for you and say you're actually okay with paying high gas prices as long as we hold Russia accountable. Watch.
Go.
People we've spoken to over the last couple weeks, they're okay paying higher prices if it means holding Russia accountable for what they are doing in Ukraine. But these prices are likely going to creep higher, Kate. We'll see how they feel in the next week or so.
The people we've talked to in the last 2 weeks include all of the people at CNN and none of the average person, no one in Flyover Nation, but all the people that we talked to, all five of them, all of my friends over at CNN said they definitely are fine paying higher gas prices because they're all millionaires.
Yeah, George Tucker.
Careful now. You may be getting a job offer here from CNN in a minute.
Oh, screw them.
That's
no,
right.
The answer's
they,
no.
They are doing a good job of screwing themselves.
Yeah.
And staffers.
I was about to say. And everybody.
And young children.
In the building. And children.
Yeah.
And everybody in the building, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's incredible.
The only person that can't get laid at CNN is Brian Stelter.
Well,
here we are.
We don't know yet. He may be part of that pedo movement.
He could be.
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
I don't feel like do you think the people who watch CNN watch that and go, oh, yeah, I guess I should feel okay about the rising gas prices, because screw you, Putin.
Sadly, after walking in to vote on voting day, because that's what I do. I don't vote early.
Good.
I go voting day, casting my vote. Sadly, Sarah, I think there are some people that watch CNN go, okay, yeah, I believe you, because I watched them line up.
That's fair.
I watched them line up with masks on their face again.
That's true.
You attended a beta event.
Yeah, it was.
They showed up. So sadly,
yeah.
Yes, in America, we have the Walking Dead.
That's
and
true.
They follow.
Well, okay, one more for you. Here's Stephen Colbert. Well, he doesn't care, because I think I mentioned this with one of you earlier this week, that the leftists are always like, why don't you just buy a Tesla? Why don't you just buy that? What's wrong with you? Yeah, why don't you just buy it?
With 18-month waiting list.
Oh, yeah. You can't pay the $81 to fill your tank? Well, just go buy a $100,000 Tesla. What's your problem, man? Here is Stephen Colbert like, oh, I don't care because I drive a Tesla. Watch.
Since the invasion, oil prices have skyrocketed. Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 per gallon. Okay, that stings, but a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. I'm willing to pay.
Oh, your clean conscience. People are starving.
It's important. Right? I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla.
You know, well, it's funny that the guy that created Tesla doesn't agree with you.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes,
how funny is that?
I mean, Elon Musk came out and said, hey, to admit it, but we got to have some oil and gas production.
Yep. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And what they never tell you about it. So I went yesterday. I have no idea. I think I've been in a Tesla one time. It was an Uber. And the dude was wearing a mask.
A Tesla Uber?
Yeah, it was weird.
That is weird.
There were five of us in there. He goes, we can seat seven. And I go, what?
Where?
So, you know.
The brochure said so.
It's
the
a
same
little,
people that said CNN said so. The
exactly.
brochure said so.
It's an interesting novelty. But let me just tell you, I went yesterday to Tesla's website just to see what that was going to be.
Yeah.
Now, to get one that is comparable to what you would need for, like, real life, you're starting at about $129,000.
Yes.
I mean,
and an 18-month waiting list because the parts are not there.
Well, and if thing, if you have to replace one of those batteries, that's a $1,000 battery, and that sucker ain't moving until you replace that battery.
Sure.
So it sounds all clean conscience, cool and all, but it's not the reality of where people live.
Yeah, but you got to tack on $5,000 for the charging station. And
of course you do.
Depends on where you are, supercharging your garage and all this stuff. And in the reality, for a truly active lifestyle, friend of mine is a mom of kids, and she doesn't drive her Tesla because the schlep and the hassle of back and forth, and did I charge it? And I've got three kids in two different schools, and good luck, break down on the side of the road because your car is smarter than you or whatever. It's a complete farce. It's a novelty. It's beautiful. Well done. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not reality.
Right.
We're still in reality here today. Oil and gas.
Yeah.
We need oil and gas. And I say it over and over and over. You don't have a cell phone without petroleum.
Yep.
You don't have clothing without petroleum. Tires on your car, on your Tesla. That's so funny. You know, petroleum makes the tires that's on the Tesla.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think empowers the electrical thing that's running the power to the
you're
car?
Charging it.
It's coming from oil and gas.
Yeah, yeah. It's I know we talk about that all the time. You see these leftists who are protesting, you know, they're protesting about climate change, and they all have their iPhones. They all have all of this
Starbucks
stuff on
cup.
That. Yeah, all of their stuff that's made from petroleum, and they just have absolutely no clue. All right, we've got more to get to, including Biden is going to issue an executive order to develop a fully digital dollar. We will get into that after the break. First, I want to thank our sponsor, Moink. So Moink is, look, those of you who love meat.
Right here. Two guys right here.
Yes. Well, I'm with you guys. I know it's like a man thing that's like, yeah, I love meat. I love meat. And can I just tell you, I've always done keto. Like, I was doing it soft after I had my baby. I am like back on the wagon 100%, like full keto. Moink has been my savior in this because Moink gives you the access to the freshest, sustainably sourced meat and fish, all while supporting American family farms, by the way. So you can help save the family farm and get access to the highest quality meat on earth when you join the Moink movement today. Moink has grass-fed, grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork, chicken, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, all of the meat, fish, poultry you could possibly imagine. They deliver it directly to your door. And look, Moink meat tastes like it should. That you're not gonna when you go to the grocery store, you don't realize you are getting this prepackaged meat that is full of all of these additives and fillers and nasty chemicals, and they are like dipping the chickens in chlorine. It's disgusting. You don't realize the process that they go through, that all of the big ag places go through before they prepackage it and put it in the grocery stores. You're not gonna get that with Moink. You are going to be getting the freshest, most delicious meat. We just had some fillets. We just had some of their filet mignons last weekend. My son is obsessed with their bacon. We love Moink Box at our house. You got to sign up. All right. Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/news. By the way, I was just talking about those fillets. They are amazing. And you will get free filet mignon for a year when you sign up. It's only for a limited time, so don't sleep on it. It is Moink Box, M-O-I-N-K, moinkbox.com/news. Joe Biden is expected to sign an executive order today directing the federal government to move forward with the development and implementation of a digital U.S. dollar. It is also expected to address outstanding issues the federal government has pertaining to cryptocurrencies, will require the Treasury Department, the Commerce Department, and other key agencies to prepare reports on the future of money, especially central bank digital currencies, and requires these departments to prepare reports on the different roles that cryptocurrencies play in the global economy and their role in the near future. Because that's what we want, really, is the government getting involved.
Klaus Schwab will be so proud.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Klaus.
Yeah. Yeah. So good news, everyone. They've done so well with the U.S. paper dollar.
Yeah.
They've done so well with that one.
Which is backed by zero.
Nothing.
Vapor. Mm-hmm. Issue here in this crypto is going to be backed, like most cryptos, by vapor. But the interesting thing is China is also working on a crypto, but it's backed by gold.
Mm.
It's backed by a hard asset because they're stockpiling gold. They've incentivized even their citizens to buy gold, just to bring gold into China, because they're plundering Africa left, right, and center with gold. So their play is devalue that Chinese currency, go with a currency that's actually backed by gold, and make that currency available worldwide. So you're going to see This is an interesting play for me. I think it's much about nothing. I think it's a dangerous play for more nepotism and more corruption. Because, hey, now you don't even have to print it.
Right. I wish we could just print more gasoline. You know, decentralized finance, I do believe, is a value proposition. I believe it's the value proposition. I really think it is. So when you're starting to centralize it once again with the federal government and its overreach and inreach, I think we got a problem. Yep. You're seeing elements of the Great Reset. You're seeing elements of the World Economic Forum. I mean, this is what the whole globalist agenda has been.
Right.
And I mean, you know, you could take your tinfoil hat off now. This is a reality. Here it comes. It's going to be done. I mean, you want the government involvement in your life. I don't know why anybody would, but people do. Yeah. People do. Freedom is a weird thing. Freedom brings a lot of responsibility. Freedom is hard. It's hard to get. It's hard to keep. A lot of people just rather just get on the, you know, the government teat and stay there.
And freedom this requires is just one, accountability and responsibility.
Well, it does. You can't just be frivolous with this. Mm-hmm. And
responsibility to protect the freedom. Is that what you mean?
When you're free, you have to be responsible. I mean, meaning you're going to protect your own. You got to build something. You got to make something. It normally comes with capitalism. So, hey, you're not sitting waiting for a handout.
Well, look, if we were truly free, you know, somebody's got to go out there and build that road.
Exactly.
Right? Somebody's got to go out there and solve this energy problem, this gas problem. Somebody's got to do it. We keep sitting around waiting on the government to do a mediocre job. We keep sending them all of our hard-earned money, and they go out there and do a shoddy job. Again, we're paying them to crash the airplane right now. So at what point in time do we say, nope, you know what, let's just take the reins. We're going to do this ourselves. Our founding fathers did not build. And again, I know it sounds cliche, but our founding fathers didn't have some big federal overreach and some big, you know, treasury to reach into and say, oh, yeah, let's go in here and, you know, and make sure that they have scuba gear in the sedan for, you know, transgender divers. I mean, this is stupid, the stuff that we do.
Yeah.
And it's backed by nothing. I mean, it is literally a bubble that has burst long ago.
But yeah, it is backed by nothing. But we're also in a culture, what I mean, Sarah, is they don't want to do anything, don't want to work for it. Yeah. But when you do, when you've built it, when you own it. And that's freedom. That's liberty. That's true.
Right.
You know, that's true autonomy. People talk autonomy, but okay, go out there, go plow the land, go grow clean food because you don't want to eat the crap at the grocery store. That's hard. Mm-hmm. No, that all of a sudden that's hard. But you want freedom, but you say it's hard, so they trade it in.
Right.
They
trade
it in for a handout to be on the teat, as you
would
say.
Well, look at, you just advertised Moinkbox.
Yeah.
Perfect example of a company who is doing this very thing of getting away from the government subsidized and just the nastiness of big
fill
ranching
in the blank,
and ag. And they're doing it. They're bringing you, you know, straight to you,
farm to table
kind of stuff. And that's a lot of work.
Yep.
It costs a little more to do that. I mean,
sure,
hey, let's adopt Stephen Colbert's philosophy. I'll pay an extra dollar for something that I know is real.
Right.
You know, what he's proposing isn't real.
Right.
That's an illusion.
Yeah, you're so true. It's so true.
I've never been wrong, unlike Glenn Beck.
Oh, God. Wait, man, he really wants to just never work here again.
I'm trying to get Glenn to bring me on the show. Come on, Glenn.
He will.
Okay, so on the subject of Biden, we've been talking about Biden, which, you know, we don't have a president in this country who is alive, I think. So Biden was actually just recently here. What was it, yesterday?
Yesterday.
He was here in North Texas.
Boy, he shut it down.
And you, I was like, oh, he's going to be here in North Texas. And I read an article that said Biden is going to be visiting North Texas. Here's why. And I clicked on it, and it's like he's going to the VA clinic to talk about the effects of burn pits.
Yeah.
Literally no one is talking about that. And look, I mean, Jason Buttrell, he served. I've talked to my friends who have served in the military, and they're all like, yeah, and that's not like a big issue. That's not like a hard-hitting issue for veterans.
That's not what the veterans are talking about.
No, that's nothing. That's the least of their worries, according to the veteran community. So, but I do want to get your take, guys, on a moment during that speech at the VA clinic. Joe Biden introducing, three congressmen, and this seems a little racist, what he said. Watch.
The three congressmen you have here, two of them look like they really did play ball, and the other one looks like he could bomb you.
What?
Racist!
What? I mean, I had to watch it three times. I was like, no.
If Donald Trump had said that, it would be non-stop.
Donald Trump said, I have black friends, and they called him racist.
The Twitter sphere would be erupting with
absolutely.
That. So again, President Sippy Cup, to use your term, Yaku, is...
Yes.
He's living in 1955, yeah. right? He's living in the dementia. Like, he reverts back to what he knows.
Yeah.
We see this over and over again. This is why this guy goes to Delaware all the time, because he has to be in a familiar place. He knows that door. He knows that window. He knows that yard. You get him in unfamiliar territory, he has dementia. So this is what's coming out. He reverts to what he is and what he knows. Mm-hmm. Now, from, you know, black kids in the pool rubbing the hairs down on his legs,
yes.
all the way up
or
to his friendship pop. With Robert Byrd. This guy is a racist.
Yeah.
Super predator, segregated busing. You know, we don't want racial jungles.
Who, by the way, his own vice president pointed out
yes.
during the debates.
She accused him of that. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so it goes back to the same old deal. There's another point I was going to make, and I forgot. That's probably the
Sorry.
Best.
Sorry, that's probably my fault.
I don't forget it. It's okay.
You want to blame Glenn for that one?
No. This one isn't Glenn.
No. Look, we are always going to go back to our default setting as human beings. It's just he's stuck, and you have a cognitive decline on top of it. So the craziness is... You don't hear a word about it. He can do that. He can pull the exact same stunt that Joe Rogan did recently, and that guy would get rewarded for it, and Joe would try to get canceled, right? They try to cancel Joe. So it's a two-tier system. There's a playbook for them and a playbook for the rest of the world. And it seems like they can do no wrong, right? Mm-hmm. He could say whatever.
I got people going back and forth on my social media right now on a post that I made. Because I called Justin Trudeau Prime Minister Blackface, and people are like, he didn't do that. Well, he did it over and over again.
What?
And it's like, he did it, and they're like, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Happens. When you call them on their bluff, when you call them to the carpet and you say, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
You wanna roll, let's go. They go, oh, well, that's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
like a deflection, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do it. And then you prove it to them, and here's the facts, like Fauci facts.
They'll say,
that's okay.
It's okay. It's not that big of a deal. You, Karen, you're making too big of a deal out of it.
This middle-aged white lady on my Facebook the other day told me that I had white male privilege, and I just can't understand these issues. I was like, I spent 20 years in Africa. I'm like... You are African American.
I am.
I am by law.
Yeah. Passport.
It's like, okay, I tell you can't understand.
Right.
It's,
it's insane.
It is. All right, we've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Omega XL. So I have started. I said keto earlier. I like hardcore working out again. I just got this new home gym machine.
Feels a little bit braggadocious.
Yeah. You know what? Fine, I'll brag
she's
about
rubbing,
it. You know what I'm going to brag about?
She's rubbing it in because you're.
Because I'm not.
Yeah. No, yeah. You know what I'm going to brag about? I'm going to brag about the fact that, you know, I am not like in my 20s anymore. And I'm to the age where like it should hurt when you're doing things like a bunch of like squats with weights and stuff like that.
Sure.
I've had knee problems previously from a car accident, and he is thinking of a joke and he's not going to say it.
Nope.
And my knees used to hurt all the time when I would work out and do stuff like that. My neck would hurt. My back would hurt. And I don't have that pain anymore because of Omega XL. If you have any sort of pain like that, arthritis, whatever the case may be, you don't realize that it's probably inflammation that is causing your pain. So if you're using, you know, like Tylenol, or you're using a topical cream or something like that, you're only just masking the problem. You're not actually getting to the root cause. Omega XL will neutralize that inflammation that causes your painful, stiff joints and muscles. And let me tell you, if you can get out of pain, it can be life-changing. It will change your mood. It will change the way you react to your family. It really can change everything. So let's get you started. Order Omega XL now. Get a second bottle for free over at omegaxl.com/news. That is omegaxl.com/news. The latest Project Veritas video, sting video. I love the work that they're doing over there at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. They got a New York Times reporter. This is Matthew Rosenberg, who was, he's talking, he thinks he's talking privately about January 6th because he was there. And he says, of course, behind closed doors, yeah, all these people I work with talking about how they're traumatized from January 6th. I'm so over it. Like, it wasn't even a big deal. Let's watch some of that.
It's like January 6th stuff that is like so over at this point. It's so over. The less reaction to it in some places was so over the top. It was like me and two other colleagues who were there or outside. And we were just having fun. Dude, come on. Like, we were not in any danger. Like, you could tell how much fun we had on January
6th. Oh, that's great. Are you allowed to have that much fun on January 6th? I know.
So if you're traumatized. But like, all these colleagues who were in the building.
Is that really the vibe
from them? I'm like, come on. I'm like, it's not the kind of place I can sit and tell somebody to man up, but I kind of want to. You're like, dude, come on. Like, you were not in any danger.
Got him Zola, got him Adam.
All right, let's cut that. I just want to point out, we don't have time to play the full clip, but I want to point out, if you want to go and watch it on the Project Veritas website, he also did make comments acknowledging that there were, quote, a ton of FBI informants amongst the people who attacked the Capitol. By the way, I don't want to bring us down too much, but this, of course, comes at the same time that we are hearing that just recently one of the defendants who was there on January 6th, who did not, you know, he was not violent. He was not. He walked in an already open door, and the Department of Justice, they were coming after him so hard that he ended up taking his own life and hanging himself because of the treatment that he was receiving. He had been, turned away by like his neighbors, his friends and family, and felt like he had no other choice. So they are demonizing all of these people to the point that they are killing themselves. And even this New York Times reporter admits that there were, of course, a ton of FBI informants amongst the people who attacked the Capitol. So that's great. Things are going great, guys.
I pray that God would give us the grace and the opportunity to expose all of the stuff that's there. Because you're right. I mean, you're talking about the loss of life, livelihood. I know numerous people who were just there. I mean, we have a mutual attorney friend who he lost his job with his law firm on January 7th simply because he was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
Yeah. Which, again, it was they were showing up for a rally.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's nothing illegal or evil or, malintent or anything about that.
It goes further than that. I'll leave the last name out. We've got a very well-known pastor. His name's Steve. Lost his congregation. And he wasn't even at the rally. He was just in D.C. because he does work with the Senate and Congress, faith-based work.
Yeah.
He just happened to be in the city, and made a comment and said, it looked pretty peaceful from my window because he was in an apartment.
Oh, right.
Right. And completely got ostracized by a congregation. So it's absolutely insane when we weaponize the federal government against its own people. Now, all of a sudden, you've turned the corner. When we start throwing people in jail without sentencing them, when no fair trial, when we completely abandon due process, you now actually, in fact, operate exactly like Mao, Stalin, China, all these guys. Dude, this is happening, but it's more dangerous because it's wolves in sheep's clothing. It happens in broad daylight. It's white-collar crime. It's very clean. It's sanitized. And this is where the rest of the world look at these kind of things in America and they go, America's evil, because they perform crime in broad daylight and they do these things to their own people. So let's call it what it is. It's flat-out evil. This administration is, as I'll pound on this, as anti-American as any has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
They're not for this country.
Do we ever find out really what happened on January 6th? Do we ever find that out?
Well, the problem is it doesn't matter. You could put it right there in people's face. I mean, the fact that you're dealing with 20,000-pound doors that are magnetically locked and can only be opened from the inside, and those things are thrown open. The girl that got shot and killed, right? She's surrounded by people that are heavily armed. She comes again. who's involved? I mean, who was there? I mean, FBI informants, all that we've seen since then, various times where you'd know these were FBI people that were in the crowds and doing things. You could expose it. You could put all of the truth out there, but people are just blinded. They're so blinded. They don't care about the truth. They care about having a villain. That's what they want to do. They want to villainize people. They need somebody to be evil in their life, and they need something to fight against because, you know, that's what we do these days.
They don't realize that the villain is them, kind of.
Yeah, look at you looking for a villain.
Well, sorry.
No, but they're contributing.
Sorry.
No, but to Chad's point, they're contributing to it, though, and I agree with him. Look, the saving grace and the prayer that you fired up is God says all evil will be revealed. Light will drown darkness. It may not be in your lifetime, right? But unfortunately today, and earlier we kind of pointed at it, you put the truth in front of them, and they just pivot and say, well, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
Oh, but I don't see it that way. No, but this is white. Yeah, I just don't see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, truth is so fluid today, it's obsolete all
my
of a sudden.
My truth, your truth.
My truth, your truth.
Her
and
truth.
I go, no, biblical truth, foundational truth. And it's when you do not have a plumb line like a builder, your house is coming down, and by design, they're removing truth.
Yeah.
And so then it's dangerous.
I wish we had like a CBD oil product that we could just rub
do
on
you?
The whole situation.
Oh my gosh, I have one.
What?
Well, I don't know if you can rub it on a situation, but you can certainly
use
it.
You don't know, I can rub it on a situation.
That was the greatest leading of all leading.
It really was.
I
so
mean, come
it's
on,
time
Preta.
To yeah. thank
you just
our
don't
sponsor.
Understand the intelligence of the man.
See, oh, I understand
it's
it.
It's complex.
CB Distillery, never underestimate a man in a cowboy hat. CB
never.
Distillery, so you know, you may be wondering if you've never tried CBD, if it works. Well, over 90% of doctors have actually said that their patients have used CBD to treat a health condition. So, I mean, that's 9 out of 10 patients who are using CBD. I think that that tells you what you need to know about how safe and effective that CBD can be. So let me tell you about CBDistillery.com, which is what I use. They have over 2 million customers. They are the source that I trust. And look, CBD can be used to treat a plethora of conditions. It can be, you know, sleep. 90% of CBD Distillery customers said they sleep better with CBD. Maybe you have discomfort. 80% of customers said CBD helps with discomfort after physical activity. And again, if you need a little peace and calm, maybe your house is a zoo like mine is, you can explore CBD for that as well. You can go to CBDistillery.com, order online, no prescription required. Don't worry about it. You're not getting an illegal drug, okay? It's not like that. Just trust me on this. You can enter code Y for 20% off. That is code Y, W-H-Y, for 20% off over at CBDistillery.com. By the way, this is not available, sorry guys, in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Another friend has gotten kicked off of a flight for the audacity, the largely offensive position of wearing a mask that says, "Let's go, Brandon." This is Ryan Salo, and it was JetBlue, got kicked off of a JetBlue flight on Sunday night from Fort Lauderdale to Cleveland. Let's watch. Of course there's video, because there's always video.
Always.
Let's watch him getting kicked off of the JetBlue flight for wearing a Let's Go, Brandon mask.
And there's no other flight. I gotta get home for work tomorrow.
Okay. So like I said,
I'm now wearing a mask, Michael.
Now he just made the decision, and we need to go home with everything.
You're gonna cause problems, Michael.
It's fine.
Everybody getting this?
Yeah.
I complied without causing a headache, and Michael is offended. Therefore, I can't fly home to my family. Everybody get that? His name is Michael with JetBlue. I complied and switched my mask, and yet, because I wanted it on video, that I was being asked to change your mask, he now wants me off the
By the way, maybe someone should tell the flight attendant or whoever had a problem with that, that when you have a full beard like that, the tiny mask that he was wearing on his face absolutely does nothing. Just absolutely nothing. I mean, masks, come on, they don't work to begin with. But even the CDC has admitted that when you have the facial hair like that, it doesn't freaking work, yet he's being targeted.
But what you don't know, though, Sarah.
What don't I know?
On a serious note.
Yes.
Like, very serious.
Okay.
Putin and Fauci and Biden relegated COVID to the airplane.
That's true, because it's the only place that you still have to wear the mask.
So you must protect these people.
That is a great point. Well, I mean, it's not like they have...
They took it, they sucked it out of the universe and put it on the airplanes.
It's not like they have the cleanest air on airplanes with, like, the best filtration systems and the cleanest air that you could possibly breathe.
And Michael got his feelings hurt. He got his feelings. I'm so tired of people's feelings.
Oh, I am.
I mean, just flat out, honestly. And Gen Zers, get over it. Honestly, get over it. Your feelings.
Oh, you said, okay. Let's go, Brandon.
Someone offended me. Someone, my feelings. Okay, wake up.
Yeah.
You know, come back to reality. This is life. I mean,
this is the tyranny of the oppressed. So whether it was the great civilizations that conquered the world, whether it was the Sumerians or the ancient imperial Chinese, whether it was the Egyptians, the Mayans, the Greeks, the Romans, now it's the woke. It's now a digital oppression, okay? You see this cell phone, you see the camera phone, the whole thing. So that's what's taking over the world now. This is world domination.
Yeah.
It is the feelings over facts. It is the existential experience. It is the woke mob. It is the cancel culture. That is now what world domination. You don't have to shed any blood. That's why they're losing their freaking minds over this Ukraine-Russia thing.
Yeah.
Well, they don't understand. And can I say this? How much time we got?
2 minutes.
Okay.
Go.
So can we say this about the Ukraine-Russia thing?
Off.
So Russia knows its history. We don't know history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. So I remind everybody that Peter the Great, Catherine the Great, Stalin, they all invaded Russia. Vladimir Putin's doing exactly what his predecessors did, because they all saw Ukraine as being pivotal and strategic to the region, and they had to take it over and they had to dominate it. So he's just doing his history lesson, and he's just fulfilling his self-idealized prophecy, okay? But again, we got to, tyranny of the oppressed, right? We want to throw our Ukraine flags up and all these different things. And you're bombing orphanages. You guys have no idea how bad the orphanages in Ukraine are. Stop setting them up. Orphanages in Russia are a big thing, because and when the Bolsheviks took over in 1917, they set up orphanages. They took
everywhere.
Children out of the home so they could grow good communists, and eventually it became recruiting stations for the KGB, extortioners, interrogators, executioners, so on and so forth. The orphanages are a cesspool of human rights violations on children, sexual violations, all these kind of things. So we need more. No, it's evil on both sides. So I know you're throwing your little virtue signaling flag up there on your profile picture, but it's all evil. You should know your history. But again, this is just what I'm saying about the woke mob that has elevated feelings over facts. And that's the oppression of the tyranny. That's what's happening on these airplanes right here.
For a guy with white privilege, you sure do know a lot.
It's true. It's true.
You know how much wisdom comes out when he takes that hat off?
It just spills out.
You got a cap in a little bit.
Why do you think I'm bald? I have to keep it contained on here. Wisdom comes out of my follicles.
You know when you got your hat, just tip it back just a little bit. Look at that naughty schoolboy right there.
Oh, my God.
No, it's good. No, Chad, you're right. Look, feelings are dominating everything. Wisdom, we talk wisdom. Just common sense has left the building.
Left the building.
Completely. Yeah. There's no comments.
Womp, womp. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. I think that we have gotten our daily dose of wisdom today from these two gentlemen. So make sure that you follow, subscribe to their channels. Of course, Chad Prather, host of The Chad Prather Show.
At least for now, till Glenn watches.
Well, you called him wrong one too many times. What do you expect?
You know what? Sometimes everybody needs a little accountability.
Well, Chad Prather, formerly the host of The Chad Prather Show, which you can find on Blaze TV, of course, after this show, actually. So just keep watching. Also, Yaku Buyans, host of The Bottom Line. If you need to be following both of them on social media, on Instagram. I think you can go to like chadnude.com.
You can.
ChadNude.com.
We have a new promo code, MoreChad, because starting next week, we're going to start with our overtime. You can only get it on Blaze TV.
That's awesome.
The Chad Prather Show overtime.
It's going to be unfiltered, throw the clock out,
no ads.
ChadNude.
I like
ChadNude.com.
It's basically more Blaze TV for everybody.
Support independent broadcasters like the Blaze.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we're doing something here, and we're trying to deliver the facts and the truth, because we know you're not getting it in mainstream media. And we always talk about, you know, we have a lot of sponsors that we're like, these are companies that you need to support with your dollars, because they care about you. They're with you. That's what we're doing here at Blaze TV. So
yeah,
don't
forget. Use promo code NEWS, not more Chad. Use NEWS.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm
you
on
can
your
use
show.
More. You can use more
nah,
Chad.
I support.
Just go
that.
There.
Support Sarah.
Just go. Just support Blaze TV.
Chad's got a lot of support. Support Sarah.
News and Why. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Go support Chad.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.